courage and faith, the warrior way.
All right, we cut. We gotta try that one more time. Okay. All right, 3, 2, 1.
Forge and faith, the warrior way.
Okay. We should stop the recording real quick and see how it looks. Okay, guys. So what we realized while looking back at the last segment of where we tried to record the introduction is that
we're really bad at singing, guys.
Yeah,
that was awful.
That was pretty awful by us, but.
Welcome back to Forge in Faith, the Warrior Way podcast. We're back at it again, Dylan and I, of course. Today we're going to do some NFL pick'em and talk about the NFL pick'ems, like some surprises of teams that won last week. You ready for this, Dylan?
No. I feel like we're going to get hated in the comments for what we're about to say.
Well, actually, by the way, I was at practice today and Trevor told me that he actually liked our podcast. He thought it said it was kind of funny.
Actually?
Yeah, he did.
All right, well, Trevor's got to get the word out to everyone else, you know what I mean? No, make it a little bigger.
Anyway.
I was actually quite surprised the success we got for our first podcast.
Yeah, me too. We had like 50 downloads or something. But that's beside the point. Anyway, let's get right into it. So, some surprises that I saw from week 3 was the Vikings. I didn't think the Vikings were... going to win. Not only did I not think they were going to win, I didn't think they were going to win by the amount of points that they won. It was crazy.
So, by the way, speaking of last week, you know how we ranked the Texans at 8? At least now you know why. Because they're good, but they're not that good. That simple.
Yeah, that final score against Minnesota Vikings was 34-7. Mind-blowing. The Vikings kind of spanked them.
Yeah, the Vikings look good. I'd say Sam Darnold, like, no one expects him to be doing this well. He's actually more in the running of MVP than right now, at least in my point of view. He's looked better than Patrick Mahomes. He's looked better than C.J. Stroud. He's looked a lot better than some of these top guys who are supposed to be good every year.
Have you watched any other games?
I mean, I've watched some highlights. That's about it. But when I watched Stroud, anyways, week 2 and week 3, he's looked – in the passing game recently, he's looked very dysfunctional. Doesn't look like he can get the ball to really anyone at this point. I know it's going to change. He's a good player. He'll bounce back. But he's looked pretty bad over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, so for me, I don't know if teams actually just had a bad game against the Vikings or whether Sam Darnold is actually good or not. I've just been seeing stats. I haven't watched any highlights or anything on him. So you couldn't really ask me.
So yet again, specifically fantasy stats, obviously, you haven't seen him with the same production level as other people. And then on top of that, obviously, in the long run, it doesn't matter because you have Patrick Mahomes who hasn't done that well in fantasy, but is still 3-0. So it's not that big of a factor, but he hasn't looked the same as he has last year.
Well, so the thing about C.J. Stroud, Dylan, is last year, or at least towards the beginning of the year, he didn't have that hot of a start because, you know, he was a rookie. The thing about C.J. Stroud is that he's still young, and even though towards the end of the year, the Texans finally saw him as their franchise quarterback because he was that good. But at the same time, like I was saying, he's still young. So you can still probably see him making some mistakes because he may have matured pretty quickly, but he might still have to mature a little more to become one of the more elite quarterbacks like you were saying, Mahomes.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's one of the things with, like, a younger offense is that you have so many situations where people aren't on the same pages. But I believe, yet again, they'll bounce back. They'll be better. But no one was expecting the Vikings to come out and pretty much shut them out.
Yeah. And anyway, that'll be enough about for that game. The other game that surprised me was the Carolina game. Andy Dalton just
went off.
Went off. I was so surprised that he was able to do what he did. A couple of years ago when Justin Fields was a rookie, the Bears actually had him. Personally, I mean, he did okay on the Bears.
He wasn't anything special.
Yeah, what he was saying, he wasn't anything special. So to see him pull off a 36-22 victory, that was really surprising. I thought for sure the Panthers were going to lose.
Nobody was expecting that, and it shows that Bryce Young is just not the guy in Carolina. He might be good somewhere else. He might be great somewhere else. He might still have talent left on some other team. It's just that he, for some reason, he couldn't get it done in Carolina. And the fact that whatever his name is, Andy Dalton did so well, it just really, yet again, proves that Bryce isn't worthy of number one overall pick.
I don't even necessarily think he wasn't worthy of number one overall pick. I just think that he was put... I think that Carolina is just wasn't a great fit for him, and I feel like if you put him in a better position where he has weapons and places where he can just also be protected, that if you put him like in the right situation, I feel like he'd do a lot better than he had been doing for the last couple of years.
I feel like if any starting quarterback, for that matter, even backups, had what they wanted, they'd all be good, but that's kind of beside the point. He's still got to go out and show something.
That is true. Okay, so let's get right into these pick-ems for week four. So the first game that I'm seeing right here is the Cowboys versus Giants. What do you think, Dylan?
I think it's going to be a close one. And I say it's going to be a close one just because now, even though Daniel Jones has been bad, they're starting to figure it out. Neighbors is starting to do his thing, starting to be the number one target there. They're able to start running the ball a bit more, too, now that they actually have a passing game. I believe on Cowboys' side of the ball, it has nothing to do with the talent. They've got Micah Parsons. They've got a great defense at times because they haven't really been that good this year. But they have a reputation of being a good defense. And as far as offense side of the ball goes, if Dak can just really start hot instead of starting like towards the third or fourth quarter, they're going to do well. And if CeeDee Lamb can just get the ball more. CeeDee Lamb has not really been anything over the first couple of games.
So, wait, aren't the Giants – what's the Giants record?
Oh, 1-2, I believe. I think they won their last one.
Okay, hold on. Let me double-check that real quick. I just want to double-check just to be sure before I do my pick. Well, in the meantime, what do you think – who do you think is going to win that game?
I would say I have – this is tough. I mean, I think the Cowboys are going to win just because they have more talent. But I think the Giants will make it close. I think they'll make it close.
Okay, yeah, as Dylan was saying, he was correct. The Giants are 1-2. In my opinion, I'm going to have to go with the Cowboys as well. I just think that Giants, I feel like they have the potential to be a good team, but I feel like they're still one of those teams that just needs to work a little more. And Daniel Jones has weapons now, like with Neighbors as one of his receivers, his top receiver. I feel like the Giants could eventually, you know, get something going here.
Yeah, I think if they can start getting in the rhythm, they can be better. It's just Daniel Jones has been so streaky. He'll have good games, and then he'll have really bad games. There's no in between. There's no just solid games or in the middle. So
yeah, we'll just have to see what happens for that game. But we're both picking the Cowboys. All right. So the next game is the Saints versus the Falcons.
I have Saints. I don't care how well they did against KC. I believe in the Saints.
I think the Falcons are going to win.
Okay, so why do you think the Falcons are going to win? Let's dive into this.
I think the Falcons are going to win. They originally, like, towards the beginning of the season, they didn't necessarily have that hot of a start. But now, especially since, I feel like the reason behind that was because Kirk Cousins came in, and he just wasn't in sync with his receivers. And now I feel like he's more in sync with his receivers. He's established a better connection. So I think, you know, with Kyle Pitts, Drake London, and Darnell Mooney, that I think they're going to get it done against the Saints. And the Saints, to be honest with you, I thought they were going to win their last game, but...
I thought the Saints were going to win their last game, too.
I was surprised that they didn't.
It was kind of disappointing after 40-plus point games that they couldn't come out and at least get the dub.
I know, and of course it has to be the week where I pick up Derek Carr in my fantasy, and I should have started Kyler Murray over him. I thought Derek Carr was going to do good, but he just took a dump.
Yet again, I think the Saints will bounce back. Kamara's going to do his thing. He didn't really run the ball that well last week, and that's why they probably didn't do that well. But I think Kamara's going to come out running the ball. It's going to open up the passing game. They're going to get the ball to their weapons. They're going to get it to whoever they have. I think it's like Chris Olave. They've got some other dude, Khalil Shakir or something like that. But they're going to get the ball to their weapons, and I think they're going to come out with the dub easily.
All right. Well, I guess we'll just have to see. Okay, so the next game is our Chicago Bears against the Los Angeles Rams.
Well, I think we're biased here. We're both going to pick.
No, I'm not going to
pick I'm the picking Bears the Bears one. Just because I'm biased. They're probably not going to win. But
I don't. Okay, so unless Caleb Williams has more time in the pocket and isn't running for his life. I mean, last game he had more time. He passed for like 362 yards. which was amazing.
Yes.
But he threw two interceptions, and that ended up turning out to be costly for the Bears, and one of the reasons why they ended up losing to the Colts. So if he doesn't throw picks, I feel like the Bears can win, but I feel like still feel like he's going to need a couple more weeks to figure out, and he's young, so I feel like he might end up throwing some more picks. So, and instead, you have Matthew Stafford on the Rams side.
Let me talk about more the Rams.
Hold on, let me finish talking. he's a more mature quarterback, and he right now is making better decisions than him. And he came off a bit, and he's coming off a big game against the 49ers, where they came back in like towards the end of the third quarter and through the fourth quarter, they came back and beat the 49ers. They were down by like two or three scores.
The way I see it right here is everyone's supposed to be healthy this week for the Bears. The defense has been amazing. If the offense can just literally do half of the production they're supposed to, I think they'll be fine. Normally, I would have the Rams winning this one, but I don't have the Rams winning this one because they don't have Puka Nacua coming to this game. They don't have Cooper Kupp coming to this game.
But that didn't stop them last week.
Yeah, but also the 49ers didn't have Debo Samuel. They didn't have Christian McCaffrey. They didn't have George Kittle. They didn't have Nick Bosa. So yeah, the 49ers...
Juan Jennings popped off.
Yeah, Juan Jennings popped off, but like he's still not the same as these other guys. He might have had a good game, but I don't think that continues into next week. I still believe that even though the Rams are good when they're healthy, they're kind of battered right now, and I think this gives the Bears a good opportunity to win.
All right, so Dylan's going with the Bears. I'm going with the Rams. I hate that I'm going with the Rams.
It makes most
sense. I want the Bears to win still, but I'm going to have to go with the Rams. Okay, next game. We've got Vikings at the Packers. What do you think?
I have to choose Vikings.
Hold on, is Jordan Love back?
Jordan Love is supposed to be back. He's still questionable. But he had limited practice last week, pretty much up to game time. He was like a game time decision, but then they decided not to play him to be safe. I feel like even if Jordan Love comes back, the Vikings have just been the team to beat. They're 3-0. They beat in the Texans. Like, they destroyed them. It wasn't even close. They played some hard teams, whereas the Green Bay Packers have played some mediocre teams, even though having their backup in, haven't played the best teams. So I feel like, even though they've both been really good, I feel like the Vikings come out with a win.
So, for me, I'm going to have to agree with you. I'm going to have to say the Vikings. If their backup quarterback, Willis, is still in because, what's his face?
Don't tell me.
Hold on.
We're waiting.
Oh, yeah. If Jordan Love isn't in, I feel like definitely that solidifies it for sure.
Yeah.
The Vikings are going to win. I still think the Vikings are going to win either way. Especially since, you know, Jordan Love's getting back into it, you know.
Yeah.
Even he, like, coming off an injury, sometimes, you know, it still bothers you a little bit. You're healthy enough to play,
but it doesn't
mean you're completely healthy. So I'm going to have to go with the Vikings, and it's not just because Jordan Love will be out or he's coming off an injury. I just think overall
the Vikings are a better team.
Sam Darnold, like we have said before, has proven himself.
Defense has been playing out of their minds.
Yeah, so I'm gonna have to go with the Vikings.
I think that's case closed.
All right, so next game is Justin Fields and the Pittsburgh Steelers versus Anthony Richardson and the Colts.
I have the Steelers every day of the week, and the reason why I say that because the Steelers defense has been the best defense in the NFL right now, and it's not even close. They haven't had a game, I believe, I could be wrong, where they've had a team scored 14 points against them. They've averaged under 14 points against their defense. And I think that comes to show that even though Justin Fields hasn't been perfect, he's been taking care of the ball. He hasn't been giving the ball away in plus territory where it's easy for the other team to score, and the defense has just been doing its job. I believe the Steelers go 4-0. The Colts really have been inconsistent. They did well against the Texans, but otherwise, they've been really inconsistent.
So, you know, if this were week one or week two,
picking the Colts,
I would pick the Colts. But after seeing their performance against the Bears, Anthony Richardson with those picks that he's thrown and him turning over the ball, I'm going to have to go with the Steelers as well. And, you know, I'm more than happy to pick the Steelers because you got your boy Justin Fields. You know, at the time, I thought the Bears should have kept him. I mean, still, I still have questions about it, but he's protecting the ball, getting the job done. He might not be scoring a bunch of touchdowns, but he's getting down the field and scoring. And their defense is also helping them out by being as good as it is.
Yeah.
If they need to, you know, for all we know, the Steelers might go down the field and win by kicking another 6 field goals. I mean, like, why not? If it works and their defense can do their job, the win's a win.
It doesn't matter how pretty or how bad it looks. I mean, you just have to come out on Sunday or Thursday or Monday and just win the game.
I totally agree with you. So, for me, I'm going to pick Justin Fields and the Steelers.
Same.
All right. The next game is Broncos-Jets.
I have the Jets. I'm just going to let you know right now. You said who was the other team again?
Broncos.
Yeah, I've got the Jets.
Okay. For me, I've got the Broncos. The only reason I know that kind of sounds iffy, but the reason why I do it, because I think the Broncos figured it out. I think they figured out how to get it done. They went played Tampa Bay last week.
You said Tampa Bay.
Sorry, my bad. I meant to say Tampa Bay. They played Tampa Bay last week. And what was the score? Hold on, let me look.
He's not ready. He's calling teams Tampa Bay.
Give me 1 second, guys. Okay, they beat Tampa Bay 26-7. So I think Bo Nix and the Broncos, I think they figured it out.
The way I see it is, yet again, the Jets offense, so Jets defense, I apologize, is a high-powered defense. They're one of the best in the league. Have been for the last couple of years. They're loaded on the defensive side of the ball, as well as the offensive ball. They've got Aaron Rodgers, who's the accuracy guy. He's considered that pretty widely.
Washed up. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know about Dylan, but I'm an Aaron Rodgers hater. After so many years of Aaron Rodgers on the Packers just destroying the Bears.
And then the I own you.
And yeah, and all the I own you stuff with the belt. You know, I'm sorry. I do not like that guy all that much.
But we have to realize, Connor, is we have to put emotions aside. We're here to give our audience good picks for the week. You know, so that way we don't sell them when they're, you know, betting.
Well, I still think the Broncos are going to win.
Yeah, I really think you're wrong. But
is everybody else.
Yet again,
according to my fantasy pick'em, 94% of people pick the Jets. So.
Well, yeah, so I guess.
But when the Broncos win, I'm going to go, haha, I told cash you out. So.
Yeah. I believe Garrett Wilson's going to bounce back. He hasn't been, like, terrific. He hasn't been bad. I believe he's going to do better. I believe their tight end's very good as well, and they're just going to come out firing on all cylinders.
All right, so Dylan's got the Jets. I've got the Broncos. The next one is Eagles-Bucks. That's a good one, I think. I think that's going to be a good game.
I have Bucks. Choose Eagles to make this fun.
I think I'm going to I'm going to go with Eagles. I mean, Saquon Barkley.
Going to do his thing, obviously.
I think he's going to do his thing. I mean, he's been a little bit streaky. He's like, has a really good game. Then, you know, a just non-existent game. And then another really good game.
It's not even non-existent, dude. It's just like, you're going based off fantasy, dude. Last week he didn't score any touchdowns. He still had 100-plus yards rushing. He just didn't score any touchdowns.
Well, I mean, with a big name like Saquon Barkley, you figure he'd at least score one touchdown.
Yeah, but he's still moving the ball, and that's what's important. So, yet again, I need to talk my side of the piece because I can't be trying to gas at the Eagles when I picked the Bucs. But I believe Baker has been terrific. Bad one, bad game. I believe he's going to bounce back. Mike Evans, yet again, had a bad game, but he's going to bounce back as well.
Yeah, so the reason why, though, I think the Eagles are going to win is because, well, I mean, you've got Devontae Smith, you've got A.J. Brown.
Sure, when they're healthy.
You got Jalen Hurts, you got Saquon Barkley.
When they're healthy.
Well, yeah, hopefully A.J. Brown is healthy.
A.J. Brown's not healthy right now. Dallas Goedert's not healthy right now. They've got some pieces on the defense.
I think the Eagles are going to get it done. I think the Buccaneers are, like, trending down.
I have the Buccaneers yet again winning.
I don't know how to put that.
I believe their receiving core is really good. They've been done well. And also, believe their defense has been pretty good. So, yet again, I've got the Bucs. Take it as you will.
All right. So, we got the Bengals-Panthers. What do you think, Dylan? The Bengals are 0-3. Panthers, well, they're 1-2. But they came up with a big upset victory last week.
I am taking the Panthers.
I know. Yeah, I'm going to have to go Panthers, too.
And this has nothing against Joe Burrow. He's shown that he could play at the highest level, almost beating the Chiefs. I guess not.
Multiple times.
Yeah, I guess not because he never won. He didn't win
during
the game
playoffs.
Earlier. I mean, he did during the playoffs he went to Super Bowl and knocked.
Yeah, there was one year where they did beat the Chiefs.
But the way playoffs. I see it is, yet again, even though he's performing at a good level, he's only been performing just under where he needs to do to win. And I think that's what's important. I believe Ja'Marr Chase has been below average besides last game. T. Higgins hasn't been that good either because he's been injured. Still going to have some problems with that. Their defense hasn't been that great. I think the Panthers win this barely by, like, I have them on the over by a point, but that's it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you. I think the Bengals, they're going to have a pretty good game like they always do, but I feel like they're going to fall just short. Yeah. Like, they have the three games season. In a row. So, we're going Panthers. I'm excited to see Andy Dalton play. I never thought I'd say that, but...
That might be a game to watch. And then, yet again, the running back for Carolina, when he had a good QB who could throw the ball around, the running back for Carolina got 100-plus yards rushing, 50 yards passing through the air. I mean, he's been really solid when he's had a serviceable quarterback behind.
Yeah, and just so we're clear, he had 50 reception yards. I know you said passing, but I just want to make sure the audience knows. Yeah,
50 reception yards and 100 rushing yards. It was a lot.
Yep. All right, so we're going to go with the Panthers. The next game is the Jaguars at C.J. Stroud and the Texans. What do you think?
Where are the Jaguars ranked?
I don't even know, but I'm going to go with Texans.
You should see what they're ranked, though, Connor. It should show it right there.
Well, can you pull it up so that way I don't have to repick everything again?
I keep the audience entertained while I look this up.
Define entertained.
Do anything. Tell them a funny story.
So there is this one time.
At Bandcamp.
Nah, no, not at Bandcamp. The stories are pretty cringe, my guy.
All right, so the Jaguars have been 3-0. I'm going to take the underdog. I'm going to go Jaguars. The Texans got destroyed by the Texans. They haven't been that good. Joe Mixon is still questionable. Their defense was really bad last week. I believe the Jaguars come out and take an upset victory. No hate, by the way, on the Texans. No hate.
No, I'm going to have to completely disagree. But, I couldn't disagree with you more. I think the Texans are going to win.
But I'm feeling generous this week. I am feeling nice. I'm going to go with most of the underdogs.
You say that every week.
I know. That's what is true.
So Dylan apparently is always feeling generous, guys. So, you know, if you want to ask him for favors, more than likely he'll say yes because he's always generous, supposedly.
And whoever knows, they just know. It's that simple.
Yeah, no, I'm going to have to go with the Texans. I don't think the Jaguars have anything going, and that's my reasoning.
Yeah, that makes sense. You could be right. Probably are right.
All right, next game. We have, what's that quarterback's name that's on the Commanders?
Jaden Daniels.
Sorry, I keep forgetting. Okay, it's Jaden Daniels and the Commanders versus Kyler Murray and the Cardinals.
Got the Cardinals.
I'm gonna go with the Commanders on this one.
So here's the thing. If Jaden Daniels plays really well like he did last game, I've got the Commanders all day. But yet again, we don't know that before the game.
Jaden Daniels keeps progressively getting better.
Yeah, but I still believe that Kyler Murray has been pretty outstanding, even though he lost to the Rams. I believe he's been pretty outstanding for the first two games. He's been getting the ball with his weapons when he really doesn't have much besides Marvin Harrison. He's got Zach Ertz. He spread the ball around. And I believe the defense has been pretty good as well. And the Cardinals have been one of those teams where it's like, look, no one expected you to do well. No one expected you to do well at all. But you exceeded everyone's expectations, and I believe they keep on doing that.
Yeah, no, I feel like the Cardinals overall are a pretty good team. I just feel like the Commanders are a better team. I mean, you never know. Kyle Murray and I keep forgetting names.
It's pretty much the battle of short QBs. Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, and I mean, they're both very similar in their playing style.
Archetypes.
I feel like, though, Kyler Murray is a little bit more shifty.
Yeah.
But anyway, I feel like the receiver that Kyler Murray has, I keep forgetting names.
Doesn't matter.
Anyway, but I feel like they've got a pretty good connection.
Yeah.
And they're going to – I feel like there's definitely going to be a lot of really good plays.
But will it be enough?
I feel like this will be a close game, but I feel like the Commanders are going to come out on top.
We have a lot of disagreements this week. Last week we didn't have many, but this week there's a lot of things we think are different, which is good.
Yeah, it makes things interesting for sure.
If you want, you can write down who chose what and then tell us, you know, hey, yeah, who won this, who won that.
We got to get through these a little bit quicker. We're almost done. All right, so next game is New England versus San Francisco.
New England versus San Francisco.
San Francisco. They're going to win.
It's so tempting to go with the underdog again, but I'm not going to.
I thought you were feeling generous, Dylan.
Not that generous. I think the New England Patriots had a good first two games, or decent first two games, but they're not that good. That simple. I think that's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, I don't really think we need to explain why. I think the 49ers are going to win, even though they, you got Deebo Samuel.
They are pretty battered, though, I will say.
And Christian McCaffrey injured.
That's not even half the people got.
I know, but still. Okay, anyway, next game is going to be Browns at Raiders. What do you think?
Browns at Raiders. I think Raiders win.
Yeah, I think Raiders win, too. You know, I didn't really understand it last year when Gardner Minshew went to the freaking Pro Bowl.
No one was expecting
over
that.
Justin Fields. I was kind of mad about that. But
obviously,
I wasn't expecting him to come in, and he actually did do pretty well.
Yeah.
And he's continuing to do well against Raiders. I didn't think Gardner Minshew was all that good, really, up until, like, towards the end of last year and the first part of this year. So I think it's self-explanatory why we picked the Raiders.
Yeah, I feel like Gardner Minshew is, like, this is what we've had this year, where we've had just a lot of, like, veterans / backup QBs who came in
and stepped up
and just really stepped up big time. I feel like even though some of these QBs that we're starting that are now going to come back, even though they're going to get the role again, I still believe that some of these veterans / due to your backups are going to find a role starting somewhere with how good they've been this year. Like, yep. Definitely on the Giants, I would say.
Yeah. Okay. Next one is Chiefs at Chargers. Chiefs. It's Chiefs. That's all I really got to say. And even if the Chiefs don't play a good game, you know, you've got the refs on their side.
Yes.
So we're chilling.
Sorry, Parker, but
they're chilling.
The Chiefs got everything going for them, even the Swifties.
Yeah, no, the one thing I don't like about the Chiefs games,
they show
I don't
Swift
know. I haven't seen a Chiefs game yet in this a while. Year. But, I don't know, or at least towards the end of last year, they tend to make it more about Taylor Swift, you know, than the actual Chiefs, which was kind of annoying because I just wanted to watch football, not Taylor
yeah,
Swift.
Exactly. Us men come here to watch football, and then you see Taylor Swift doing one of these. What's the word? It's an exaggerated celebration. I'm not hating, obviously.
She's
a good person. I
actually kind of like some of her music.
I just wish they wouldn't reflect her so much in the games because we come to watch football.
Well, I mean, in a way though, it's kind of smart because they get a bunch of, you know, Swifties watching the Chiefs games just so they can see Taylor Swift.
But it's like,
so,
why?
And that's more money. So, I mean, at least we know why they do it.
Yeah, we know why they do it, but it's like, it's just why? Why do you keep doing it?
All right, the next one is Bills at Ravens.
Ooh, I got Bills. I'm taking
Bills. I got Bills, too. The only reason why I have Bills is because, I mean, they're both really good teams, in my opinion. But I feel like Lamar and the Ravens have just come short too many times. In order for me to pick, if I were to pick the Ravens, the Ravens would have had to, like, actually prove themselves that they could actually
yeah.
– they're, like, the team that almost could.
Yeah, the Ravens have been similar to the Bengals at the start of the season. Obviously, the record isn't the same, but the Ravens have really shown that they're a good team. But like Connor said, every game they've come up this short. It was by literally an inch that they came up short in that game against Kansas City, and it was like that for a lot of their games. They came close but just couldn't finish it off.
So, yeah, we're going to go with the Bills. This one's actually going to be a good game, but only because Tua's injured.
Yeah.
It's going to be the Titans at Dolphins. That's a really hard one.
I've got Dolphins still.
Okay, why?
I still believe that Skylar Thompson, I believe his name is, which is the Miami QB, they've got too many weapons where they can't do well. You could literally just run the ball right down Tennessee's throat with Devon Achane the whole game and pretty much win the game because he's just been that good. You get swing passes to him. They're tight end. You're going to see a lot of underneath routes because Skylar Thompson has not been able to get the ball down the field. Fantasy owners for Tyreek Hill. Boy, do you wish you picked Ja'Marr Chase. Or not even Ja'Marr Chase.
Ja'Marr Chase hasn't been doing
good. Would you have picked A.J. Brown. Oh, he's been injured too. Crap. Boy, would you have been mad if you just didn't pick Justin Jefferson. Because you know what? Everyone was thinking Tyreek Hill's going to be better than CD. Tyreek's going to be better than these guys. But the issue is...
He would have been.
He would have been better, but if no one can get the ball to him, which... he's had four concussions.
Tua?
Tua's had four concussions over the past 2 years.
Which is kind of crazy.
So
CTE alert.
I had the choice to pick Tyreek Hill. I'm not going to say that, like, I meant to do that, but still. I mean, until Tua's healthy, I can't really see the Dolphins being that successful.
Yeah, I'm going to actually have to go to the Dolphins, too. I couldn't agree with you more. The only reason why I say that is because, well, the Titans overall just have not looked that good. Will Levis is not taking care of the football, and that's really all I'm going to say about that. I don't want to bash him too much. And even though you got Skylar Thompson at QB, he's with the with the Titans defense not being that good. I feel like even though he's a backup quarterback, he might get the ball to some receivers and they might make some plays. Because they have receivers as well. Yes, they're probably going to run the ball most of the time, but I feel like maybe Jalen Waddle or Tyreek Hill might make some plays.
The way I see it, this is going to be a defensive battle. I said that the Dolphins aren't going to do well, but I think the Titans are going to do worse. I'm pretty sure Will Levis is averaging a pick a game, which is crazy, but still, I think he'll come out with the dub.
All right, so last game, Seahawks at Lions.
Seahawks at Lions. I'm going to take the 3-0 team. I'm taking Seahawks. The way I see it is if Geno can do his thing, get it to Metcalf, Lockett, run the – Kenneth Walker. I think if Kenneth Walker is healthy, they win that game. If he's not healthy, I'm not too sure. But I think that if Kenneth Walker, tongue twister, is healthy, they'll win the game.
Okay, so I don't know. This one's kind of a tough one for me. I haven't really seen the Seahawks play all that much. I just know that they're a 3-0 team. Mm-hmm. I don't even know who they played or anything. But I'm gonna have to go with the Lions.
That's fine. I love these
because I feel like they've got more weapons and stuff. I mean, DK Metcalf is kind of going off.
I call him small calves. I don't know why.
But he's got this guy is huge though.
It's kind of the point.
Yeah, for whatever reason, he calls him DK small calf. Okay, so that's Lions. Okay, so now we're done with the pick 'em part, but now we got two games that we have to predict the score. So, Seattle at Lions, what's the score going to be?
Seattle at Lions. I think it's going to be a 34 to 31 victory for the Seahawks.
Okay, so for me, I can't even comment on that. I haven't even watched the Seahawks at all. So
I haven't watched them either. I'm just guessing.
So, yeah, well, you see, the funny thing is I can't put that in on my pick-ups because I picked the Lions to win. So, hold on. Give me 1 second. All right, I switch. I just flopped the score. Hopefully that's right.
But watch, I'm going to end up winning, and then you're going to be set that you can pick that.
All right. We'll just have to see my guy.
In the end, it doesn't matter. You're not betting for money.
Okay. And now Tennessee at Miami. I feel like that's going to be a low-scoring game. I feel like it's going to be...
Tennessee gets 14 points, I think.
No, I feel like it's going to be even lower-scoring than that.
I think it's going to be 14 points.
I feel like Titans 7, Dolphins 14.
Okay, that's fine.
Now who do you think is going to make get the most points?
And on fantasy?
No, like scoring wise.
I'm gonna go with the Saints. I got to. They've done it 2 weeks in a row. And
yeah, I mean, I can't disagree with that.
I mean, you have to.
Saints, yeah. I mean, they had
two good games.
I'm gonna call it an off game. We'll see what happens, but they had an off game.
If we come back next week and they didn't do well again, then you could say they had some luck. But
okay, so now the least amount of points.
I think Tennessee. I think Tennessee.
It's either gonna be Tennessee or the Patriots.
I think Tennessee. I think Stevenson on the ground is gonna be good enough to be better than.
Yeah, I guess we're gonna have to go Tennessee. Okay, Tennessee it is. All right.
I think we've covered everything.
Yes, we have. So now we're going to talk about we're going to have a philosophical question of the day. Here's the question. Is a hot dog a sandwich? Okay. Dylan and I, we're not going to argue about it right now or talk about it right now. We're going to do that in one of our later episodes. But guys, let us know in the comments, is a hot dog a sandwich? And also give us your reasoning why. So that way when Dylan and I come out with another episode, is a hot dog a sandwich? We can look at the arguments and see. We'll read some of the arguments for you guys. We'll keep the person anonymous, but we'll read some of the arguments and, you know, we'll have our own little friendly argument about is a hot dog a sandwich? Okay, last little thing before we wrap up here today. I'm going to give out a shout-out to Trevor Parker. Today is, or at least for us, it's Wednesday, and I was at practice today, and he told me that he thought it was actually pretty good for just, you know, two high schoolers making a podcast, and that was actually pretty interesting. So thank you, Trevor, for your opinion, and if you have any ideas, let us know so we can make things some more interesting.
And not just Trevor, any of our listeners out there, which is very small right now, but any of our listeners out there, we appreciate you listening in. Yet again, we have an Instagram page. We'd love to hear your feedback. And yeah, and Trevor, if you want to come on sometime, any of you guys, within reason, if you guys want to come on sometime, just let us know. We'll get you on the podcast.
All right. I think that's it for today, guys. Thank you for listening to Forge and Faith, the Warrior Way podcast. We'll see you next time.
Ta-ta. All right, guys. So now it's time to record the outro. We're going to do something yet again different today. Have a good day.
What's left of it.